Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Realtor. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here is your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about motorsports and motorsports-related activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I want to thank you for joining us on Facebook Live, and as you can tell, I'm here with Jim Costa. How are you doing this morning, Jim?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. So right behind us, you can see this big 5,000-square-foot expansion you got, and it's already full of stuff. How did you do that?
Well, we had a lot of stuff that we couldn't get out on the floor that was in the warehouse. And we still have that problem. The warehouse is still got more stuff in it.
Wow.
It's one of those, it's like you've got to come to terms with how many of those do you really need out on the floor? You know, if
the answer is yes.
Yeah, and as many as we can. But, like, I mean, a straight 6AN, you know, hose and fitting.
Right.
We have six or, I don't know, there's probably 10 on a peg over there. Well, yeah. I got another 40 in back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, I mean, do I need all 50 on the floor? Well, if I can, but
right.
You know, realistically, I don't.
Well, and
we restock every day anyway.
And it's just out back, yeah. You know, to get the rest of them. So
it's amazing, though, how long it takes to walk around here now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because a lot of the stuff we do, if you're up here in the carburetor section, the fuel section with all the fuel pumps and carburetors and stuff, and you need to go into the warehouse to get something, I mean, you're literally walking, you know, it's 75 feet wide, 80 feet deep.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a good problem, I guess.
Well, I guess it's the candy store for us older guys, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. I mean, and of course, with credit cards, there really is not an opportunity to say no.
No, right? Exactly.
You know, you can always put it on your card. What I've always appreciated, and I've tried to share with the listeners, is just the expertise, too, that's involved. I mean, when you had the two stores, of course, you still had Ted out there.
Right.
You were here. I mean, you had all that expertise. But to have, you know, Ted back in the house, you know, all the misconceptions out on the internet, hey, I need this, or this is what I do to soup up my car, and you come in, you're like, no, this is really what I need. And I think that's the big one. You price match anyway.
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
And so the other thing is you get the right part, and you get it, like, right now.
Yeah. We don't, I mean, people say, oh, your prices are high. I don't set my prices. Summit does.
Right.
You know, they're the mecca. You know,
right.
They set the tone, and we just follow suit.
Right.
I mean, that's what we do during the wintertime is we sit here and try to catch up. Because most of the time, when prices change throughout the year, we don't have time to go and check all 12,000 SKUs.
Right.
Just make sure our prices are right. So a lot of times, our prices are lower. People don't actually realize that because, well, I'm one dude that tries to keep up with 12,000 SKUs throughout
right.
the course of the entire year when you have price changes every month.
Right.
So, yeah, and a lot of times our prices go down.
Right.
You know, it's a cycle. You never know. So,
yeah.
But no, it's not a bad thing. I love the fact we got Ted back. It's nice being spread a little less thin.
Yeah.
It's nice having a full staff again. It's allowing me to do my job, which will make, in essence, the entire business better for itself because now I get to do what I need to do in the back because, you know, I'm the guy behind the curtain, you know.
Right.
It's like that's where all the grown-up stuff happens.
Hey, it's already ringing.
Right. Exactly.
It's already ringing. So
yeah.
You're going to have to wait. We're actually on the air right now. when do you guys open? You guys open?
We actually technically we open at 9, but, I mean, if I see somebody that is here that needs help or something and I'm available, a lot of times I'll open up the door.
Yeah, we almost got RJ going to answer it. I mean, this guy does everything. He's
right.
Handling the Facebook Lives, handling that. He's, hey, if it's the IRS, don't answer it, okay?
Yeah,
so, anyway, so the reason
we're... Gotta love live radio, right?
Exactly. So the reason that we're here, of course, is you got an open house event today.
Correct.
Let's talk a little bit about that. When does that get fired up?
Well, theoretically, it's going to start at noon, but you know how, you know, guys with cars always show up early. So, you know, it's not necessarily car show.
Show up late to a wedding, but early
to a... I plan on showing up late to my funeral, so...
good for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I've been punctual my whole life, so I might as well be late for my funeral.
Absolutely.
But no, it should be a good time. It's 12 to 3. We're going to have free pizza, free sodas, free water, lots of giveaway stuff. I've hit up some of my suppliers. K&N really stepped up. I got a good buddy that I used to race with that is my rep, so I kind of pulled a little favors there.
Good.
We're actually going to be giving away an air intake kit, which is probably a $300, $350 value.
Wow.
A throttle control module, which is about $400. We've got OEM replacement filters that we're giving away. We're giving away cleanable cabin filters for your car.
Yeah.
We've got hats. We've got T-shirts. We've got Super National tickets we're giving away. We're giving away passes to the drag strip, tech cards to the drag strip, and, of course, Yearwood stuff. You know, we got hoodies. Our hoodie selection is a little limited right now unless you're a big guy. We can hook up RJ so with a hoodie. But I do have new hoodies on the way this time of year. Apparently, I didn't realize how busy the hoodie guy is.
Yeah.
So it's taking a little longer. It's going to be another week or two before we get those.
But
we got T-shirts. We got Yearwood hats. We got license plates. We got lots of stuff to give away. We'll probably be giving away multiple things every 15 minutes.
Wow.
We have that much stuff to give away.
So Christmas is coming early.
Yeah, Christmas for car dudes is today.
That's fantastic. So as long as it's not on Facebook Live, you could possibly even re-gift it, right? You know?
Yeah. you know what? Anything we're going to give away won't be a bad gift.
Right.
So, yeah, if a person decides to re-gift it, kudos to the other guy that gets it.
Absolutely. And of course, let people know where we are. I mean, you're on Eubank. I mean, you guys been here, what, 50 years, over 50 years?
Well, this building since 78.
Yeah.
So 40 years in this building.
Long time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing math at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, technically 41. Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're right across the street from Sam's Club, Walmart. You know, we're about a block south of the freeway. Interstate 40 in Eubank, so we're real easy to get to. I'm a West Side. I live on the West Side. It takes me 20-25 minutes to get there from my house, and you know, I'm pretty west. So everyone's, oh, you're so far away. It's like, yeah, you know, with the commute on the freeway and stuff, it's not that bad.
Well, now you're not going back and forth. So all that time that you were spending in the car because you're running parts.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, ultimately, getting everything back under one roof. You know, we'll be able to, for lack of better terms, micromanagement a little bit more than we were before. And it's just overall, I think it's going to be a better experience for all of our customers. And, you know, that part I'm really happy about. Plus, there's so much stuff that we have that people have not been able to see. I see the sales happening now. It's like, God, we haven't sold that since 2015. I'm like, well, because it's been in back.
Oh.
No one knew we had it.
Ah.
You know, now they do. It's like, oh, shit. Oh, sorry. I'll buy that now. So, things work. It's, you know, I'm a big advocate of putting things in the consumer's hand. I'm that guy. I want to hold it. I want to touch it and feel it before I buy it, you know.
So, right.
And you can get that here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and likewise, I mean, you get the right one,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus you think it's the right one.
Right.
You know, and then it comes here. Then you got to send it back. And then you got to deal with the credit. And you got to deal with all of that.
And see, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Because inevitably there are going to be occasional mistakes that happen.
Right.
You know, we had a customer the other day that wanted a front sump oil pan for his 429 going in a Mustang. Okay. So we got him front sump oil pan for it. It's like, well, it doesn't fit. Why not? Well, we found out why. It was a first gen Mustang. It was a rack and pinion setup. I mean, there's strike one, there's strike two, because you don't put a 429 in a first gen Mustang. They don't fit. You know, so there's a lot, you know, so that became an issue, so we started doing all the research and helping them out and things like that. And that's, you know, that's where we kind of shine, where, you know, you don't get that on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, you get, oh, here, buy this.
Right.
You know,
well, and sometimes you don't even get a human that answers the phone anymore.
No, the human interaction, I mean, the expertise that we have here, I mean, I feel like I've been doing this a long time. And then, you know, I look at Ted, and, you know, Ted has been here for, you know, on and off for 40 years.
Wow.
And, it was funny. We were joking yesterday. He goes, yeah, I guess I just never found anything else to do. I said, well, maybe you found it.
Exactly.
You know, maybe you didn't need to find anything else because you're already doing it.
Yeah, you're satisfied enough you're not looking.
Right, so, yeah, I mean, exactly. That's... And, you know, he's really good at what he does. He's The knowledge in that head is just incredible. You know, I lean on it every day.
Right.
And I'm trying to teach Mike and Steven the same thing. It's like, Steven's like, well, what about it? I said, ask Ted. He's probably done that 10 times.
Yeah. Ask Ted, but then listen to what he says.
Yes.
Right. Pass it off to Ted.
No, don't. Exactly. Get the advice. Use that knowledge, that wealth of knowledge. It's just it's overflowing.
Well, we're going to do the whole show from here. We'll catch up with Jim some more a little bit later. But I first off want to thank you. You're, the first sponsor for this show that signed on. We've been doing this, believe it or not, since 2013.
Wow.
So thank you for that. We really appreciate that.
It's been my pleasure.
And we love bringing you more information, including we're going to catch up with Jim. We're going to do the event calendar. Hopefully, we're going to get Reggie Tibbetts on to talk about what's coming up in Yearwood. And, of course, we're going to talk some NASCAR. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and watching us on Facebook Live here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Buy a truck, get an ATV for a buck, or get a $1,000 gift card. Right now at Molloy Ford in Los Lunas, save up to $10,000 off MSRP on a 2019 Ford F-150 STX EcoBoost, or up to $4,500 off a 2019 Ford Fiesta SE. And with your purchase, get a $1,000 gift card or an ATV for just a buck. Plus, 2 years included maintenance. Shop Molloy Ford in Los Lunas or at MolloyFord.com. Always see dealer for details.
No matter how cold it is outside, you can keep warm and toasty inside with a quality-built, super-efficient York furnace. Affordable, quiet, and reliable. You can count on a furnace from York because it's backed by the strongest warranties available. It's just another way we install confidence. Call Enchanted Air Pros, your local York dealer, at 702-9711 to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency this season.
Hi, this is Katie. When I'm in the mood for the spirit of the Celtic nations, I head to Two Fools Tavern. Their pub fare is authentic and amazing. They have award-winning fish and chips, but I also love their cottage pie, Guinness beef boxty, and much more. Explore the taste of hundreds of whiskeys, including 100-plus single malt scotches. At Two Fools, you can always count on a perfect pint of their extensive craft and imported beers. Two Fools Tavern on Central in Nob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
Semi-truck collisions are a tragic event which can change your life forever. There are more than 400,000 commercial trucking injuries a year, resulting in 4,000 deaths annually. Some of the collisions are caused by truckers being overworked, not experienced, not paying attention, defective equipment, or trucking companies ignoring federal trucking rules and regulations, resulting in tragic injuries to any one of us. Big trucking companies will try to blame you. At the law firm of David C. Chavez, we have the resources and experience to protect you.
The law firm of David C. Chavez, 865-9696, 865-9696.
For over 45 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been your pet's favorite stop. Celebrate Saturday, December 14th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Lomas location with holiday treats and unique gifts for your pet and the pet lover in your life. Santa Paws will be there. And pick up the new 2020 Clark's Pet Calendar, locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs, 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Clark's is a proud supporter of the New Mexico United. Go United. ClarksPets.com.
Barry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque continues to be the smart choice dealer. With our low upfront employee pricing and factory lease specials as low as $199 per month for a new Corolla, $229 for a RAV4, and your choice, $239 for a Camry or a Tacoma 4x4, you can drive these new Toyotas for less than the average used car payment. We make it fair, fast, friendly, and fun with employee pricing, low payments, and excellent customer service. That's Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank and I-40, your smart choice dealer.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Real Tour. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here at Yearwood Performance. coming to you live. And joining us is Dominic Aragon. How you doing, man?
Man, Dave, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Credit and debit. We're back together.
Absolutely.
Jingle and bell. Yes.
I have to cut back on the peanut butters and jellies, though, you know. It's really sad. But anyway, a lot of stuff that was happening this week. I thought this was the off season, right? And all of a sudden, you know, on Monday, Cole Pern says, I effective immediately, I'm leaving. And so, I mean, what's your thoughts? I mean, you had Carl Edwards leave a couple years ago for the family. They almost won the championship. Cole Pern, you think at the top of his game, if not, you know, this year, next year, clearly the year after, Martin Truex, still a young man as well, driving great. What's going on with the 19? I mean, that just amazes me to see so many people leaving.
I'm going to say you mind blew me over the break because I didn't even realize with all these connections with the 19
yes!
team in the Cup Series.
Yes!
You're right.
The older brain.
Yeah, Carl Edwards left the team.
Conspiracy theory. That's what it is.
Where's those tinfoil hats?
Oh, yeah. No, mm-hmm. I'm always up to a conspiracy. But anyway.
No, I think that's an interesting connection, too, because Carl Edwards left that team arguably at the top of his game in 2016.
Absolutely.
And almost won the championship. And here you have Cole Pern, crew chief atop the pit box for Martin Truex, top of his game. They won the championship 2 years ago with the Furniture Row. They finished second in points last year and in this year. But, yeah, that common connection, though, they want to spend time with their family.
Yeah, and, of course, we know that Joe Gibbs, the ultimate motivator, the ultimate people person, and he's always talking about family. Of course, losing JD in January. Looked like it was going to be a season for Hamlin, of course, in celebration, winning Daytona, to start off the season, pushing it all the way through. And it was they put the tires on the wrong side, yeah. You know, for the 19 to lose that. And you ask yourself, how can that happen? Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, you got to love Pern. He steps up, he says, that's on me. You know, it takes it. And when clearly that's not on him. Mm-hmm. I mean, whoever moved them, because then they only moved the tires like, you know, a foot mm-hmm. or something, right? And somehow they got – and you think to yourself, that cost you a championship.
Yes.
35 races up until that point. Won 7 races that season. I mean, just a phenomenal season. Did it kind of quietly as well because it was all around, when's Kyle Busch going to win again? Denny Hamlin's on a tear. You know, is this the year? You know, and yet to come down to something like that. And you got to ask yourself, does something like that eat at you?
Hey, maybe. I remember Steve Letarte hearing or seeing in the booth when we were there at Homestead. He's like, well, he goes, that mistake will never happen again with that team. That might happen to some other team, but that's never going to happen with Cole Pern's team and the 19
Absolutely.
Team. And I won't say who I heard it from, but I heard it from a very reputable source that the person who did that on the 19 team was working for another team in the Cup Series and got fired for doing the exact same thing in a Cup race.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I won't name the team. I won't name everything. But, yeah, it
wasn't
his first time doing it on the professional level.
Well, and isn't that, first time, you know, shame on you, second time, shame on me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they should have done a little research there. Well, it is probably, I mean, before we talk about, of course, next year's rookie, what do you think is one of the stories that happened this season that maybe got a little overlooked?
I think the one that got overlooked immediately comes to mind is Matt Tift. He was running his rookie of the year.
He
had all the sponsorship, and he was going to continue running with Front Row Motorsports next year, get sidelined with 4 races to go because he has his issues with his head, and ends up having to get scanned, and he has his seizures, and he's out of the car now, and they're pulling John Hunter Nemechek to fill in the last 3 races, and he's going to run for Rookie of the Year. Great segue into that segment.
Yeah. No, that is a it was a tough situation.
But yeah.
What a rookie class. I mean, because you look at it and you think to yourself, who's got the best chance? I mean, in my opinion, of course, Cole Custer's got the best chance. But you can't underestimate Christopher Bell's talent. Even though, you know, you want to think, oh, well, you know, Levine Family Racing, maybe not quite there. But they're getting the full JGR connection. And I wonder, I mean, is Reddick going to be able to take Roush to, you know, up to that next level? And I think it's going to be quite a battle. What's your initial thoughts on that?
Well, it's cool to see the big three move on up. And I remember 5 years ago around this time, we were talking on the radio about the 2014 rookie class. Do you recall who some of those rookies were?
I don't.
We were talking about Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, Justin Allgaier, all these guys moving up to the Cup Series, how this was going to be a big rookie class. Because the Cup Series hadn't seen a nice rookie class move up in a few years. And this rookie class, Dave, I think is comparable to 2006, where you had Clint Bowyer, Martin Truex Jr. coming on up. You look at 1993, you had Joe Nemechek, Jeff Gordon, Bobby Labonte, Ward Burton, a lot of great guys in the sport, I think comparable to this 2020 class. We have six great guys moving up.
Well, and not only that, you've got the young guns. I mean, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. I mean, and those are still young guys.
Yeah, that was a good class, too, in 16.
And Kyle Larson is, I mean, still a young guy. I mean, you were kind of throwing him out there like he's the old guy. Well, even, I mean, Kyle Busch is still young.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, speaking of, I mean, Kyle Busch, I mean, how many more championships? I mean, do you think is there any chance that we can have a conversation about seven?
I think there's still some time to do so. He's, 34 years old, so he's got some time. I was telling somebody the other day, if somebody started watching NASCAR faithfully the last couple of years, I think they're going to have a hard time believing that Jimmy Johnson is a seven-time series champion. And that's the other news, I think, that came out over the offseason as well, is him stepping away at the end of the year. Does he make the playoffs in 2020?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, because how much effort are they really going to, you know, put into that? I mean, they need to rebuild the team and they need to be thinking about the future. So absolutely. But how much of that, you know, everything it takes to get to the next level, is that going to happen? I don't know. I mean, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I got another conspiracy theory for you. Okay. So it involves the number seven. Okay. So you got NASCAR's had three seven-time champions. Mm-hmm. Formula One only has one seven-time champion. NASCAR, new car, 21 in 21. Mm-hmm. Formula One, new car in 21. I find that interesting. Also divisible by seven. What's your thoughts on that?
Mind blown again. I love the numbers. You're bringing the numbers game really strong this morning.
Yeah, I just found it odd that it's like, because I think that Lewis Hamilton is going to make it to seven. But likewise, what is it with seven? You know, I mean, motocross, other sports. I mean, you know, there's more and less championships. But in two of what I consider the biggest is Formula One and NASCAR. The cap seems to be seven, and yet, you know, why is that? Is it just life of, you know, a driver's career? Mm-hmm. You know, that you know, because it's probably seven over 15 years or something like that, which is still, I mean, God, if you think that, a winning percentage is like
50%. Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, and so, I mean, that's absolutely tremendous. But then you start looking at that and you start thinking about, well, why in 2021 is NASCAR and Formula One going to a completely new car? What are we missing?
I
mean,
I
you know, likewise, you're like, okay, you've been, you know, been definitely doing a little bit extra, you know.
I like it. A little extra. Clearly have done your homework way more than I have. No, I'm curious.
I didn't have any homework because I don't have the answers. So I'm just standing, I'm just throwing them out there. That I find it fascinating.
Well, what did you think of the tire, not the tire test, the Gen 7 test at ISM earlier this week with Joey Logano?
Well, it's going to take a lot of work, you know, and is it going to be, you know, hugely different? I don't know. I mean, what did you take away from that? Of the same?
I would say more of the same. I'm thinking the 2021 cars are going to look a lot more like the street counterparts. I think they're going to look more like how the Gen 3 and Gen 4 cars did in the Cup Series before we moved to the standard body style.
Right.
But I don't know. I think this kind of opens the door up for another OEM to enter the sport too, potentially. Maybe Dodge makes a return. Maybe Honda comes into the sport.
Well, and I think that there are room for more OEMs. I mean, talking about just kind of the expanse and change, it's amazing. Like, did you see the thing with Lewis Hamilton and Rossi and switching motorcycles and cars?
I did not see that.
Oh, my gosh. And so you see so many of that, and even Kyle Busch is going to run the Rolex 24.
I did see
at
that,
Daytona.
Yeah.
And so you see a lot of guys that are looking at other disciplines. And as a matter of fact, I mean, it's been thrown out there that Jimmy Johnson's going to either go back to off-road, and he's maybe going to do some road racing.
I even heard the Chili Bowl in 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that would be awfully cool. Mm-hmm.
Kyle Larson said he'd put the ride together for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as Kyle Larson races him and beats him. I mean, maybe Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will show up too, you know, and all of those guys. But we're starting to see, you know, potentially even like an all-star series, you know, for when some of these guys, you know, retire and move on, you know, because still talented, they still got money, they still got sponsorship.
And they're retiring young.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Jeff Gordon set the bar, because a lot of these guys, look at Rusty Wallace, look at Mark Martin. These guys were racing well into their late 40s and early 50s, and Gordon retired at 42.
Right.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired at 41. McMurray retired at 41. All these guys, Carl Edwards at 36.
Right.
So a lot of guys, I think the retirement age is more in line now with the NFL, where you start kind of losing your spark at 35 to 40 years old, and you're seeing these guys step away around then. We're seeing that with NASCAR now. Well, I think Gordon was kind of a trendsetter with that.
Well, and but if you look at Gordon and the start of basically they're starting so young now. I mean, quarter midgets and motorbikes and, you know, motorcycles and all that kind of stuff. They start so young that if you actually, you know, start back, because that's one thing that the NFL is also talking about, is they don't want contact until they get older because of all these concussions and stuff. And so completely different reasons between why, you know, NFL and NASCAR. But think about, I mean, it is so encompassing. I mean, 36 races, that's the longest, you know, professional series out there. I mean, and they're working on the off. I mean, we're talking about the off season, right? And they maybe take Christmas Day off, right? They're working on the cars. Teams are working on the cars. Yeah, the drivers maybe take a little bit more time, but I mean, they're still thinking about it. They're still working hard.
So. Oh, yeah, this is still the time too where drivers are making their appearances. Yeah. They're fulfilling their sponsorship obligations.
Right.
There's never every minute's accounted for, even in the off season.
Yeah. So, what are you going to be doing next season?
Yeah,
more of the same.
The plan's more of the same. Go about 10 races, and
awesome.
You know, we'll see what happens with that. But I'll be at Daytona, part of the West Coast swing. How about you?
I have no idea.
Take a race at a time.
Yeah, I live. I live weekend to weekend. So, but thanks for coming out, man.
Dave,
it's
thanks
always
for having
great
me
to
on.
See
you. Always good to be back.
You
yes.
bet. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, including we're going to get into the Unzer Racing Museum event calendar. You've been watching and listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7, the team.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
Coming up Monday on the Jim Villanucci Show, the thrilling conclusion of Coach Watch 2019 for Lobos football. Plus, there will be plenty to say either way following Cowboys and Rams, and we'll have best sounds of the weekend. That's Monday at 4 o'clock on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Casino at the Downs is now serving an all-you-can-eat ribs complete dinner every Thursday for only $14.95. Weekends, enjoy prime rib and more in our Downs Cafe. Casual dining offers a wide range of your favorites and 2 daily specials. Book your holiday party with us only at Casino at the Downs.
The Acura Seasonal Performance event is here, and we have some holiday traditions of our own. They're just not exactly traditional. See, we engineer our gifts with precision, place them under the hood, and unwrap them on the open road. And with super handling all-wheel drive available, we celebrate all year long. Hurry in to take advantage of limited time offers at the Acura Season of Performance event going on now.
Test drive your new Acura today at Montaño Acura, located just west of I-25 on Montaño.
KOAT Action 7 News covers the important stories that matter to you. When you need the news now, we're everywhere you are, on air and online, breaking news from your community and across the nation, with more reporters in more places. Anchors Doug Fernandez and Shelley Rabando guide you through what's happening now and what's in the day ahead. And Chief Meteorologist Joe Diaz gives you certified most accurate weather by WeatherRate, so you can plan for what's next. KOAT Action 7 News at 10 is coverage you can count on.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. The Law Office of Brian K. Branch has been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. They'll help you understand and know your rights. They understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who does things the right way. That's how the Law Office of Brian K. Branch has represented their clients for over 30 years. They will be right by your side when you need them, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. voted Best Personal Injury Lawyer in the 2018 Albuquerque Journal Reader's Choice Awards. Call the law office of Brian K. Branch today for a free consultation at 717-2626. That's the law office of Brian K. Branch, 717-2626, 717-2626.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Real Tour. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And let's jump into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Feel free to drop any expletives or whatever you want to do along the way.
I got my fix. I'm good, right? Yeah.
RJ, what do we got going on?
How's it going, David? Yeah, we got some great stuff going on in local events. So ABQ Dragway, they're going to have their award banquet on February 8th on 2020 at the Sutter Casino. They're closed until the 29th, so they're going to start racing in February. So great stuff's going to be opening there on the dragway.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? I mean, you know, starting out on leap year.
Leap day?
Yeah, leap day.
Right? Because, February 29th. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny, a tidbit of useless information. Every election year is a leap year.
Well, okay. So that's why it's unlucky. That's why a leap year is unlucky.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I know someone who got married on leap day didn't work out.
Oh.
Then
would that be you?
No, that'd be Robert.
Hey, good morning, Robert.
Right?
I guess we'll have to pay for that one later, right?
We always do.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. So.
Yeah.
But we're real excited about having our open house today. Obviously this facility is smaller in parking than when we did it 5 years ago at the West Side.
Right.
It's actually 5 years in like a week.
Yeah.
Because we had like 100 and something cars show up.
Oh, absolutely.
The last time it was insane. And, obviously we only have about 25 parking spots here.
Right.
But there's parking, feel free to park it over at Walmart and Sam's Club and play Frogger to get across the street.
Exactly.
So there'd be plenty of that. We could have one spot I got reserved here for Haydu. He's going to come out and spin his oldies.
Oh, good. Yeah, is he going to park where you have the Prius? Prius parking?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly where we're going to put him. So.
Speaking of which, when are you going to start carrying the big batteries?
I don't know. I'm trying to embrace the technology some.
Right. Well, it's coming.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
The rechargeable system of the brakes is actually great.
Right.
What I
do find interesting about it, I know we're not talking about upcoming stuff.
Oh, we got tons of time.
Right. So is the acceleration that they're capable of coming out
instant.
With. I was talking to Dennis Snyder over at Ridge Ford about the new Mach-E that's coming out. And, they're advertising it at 3.5 second 0 to 60, but he said realistically it's probably closer to 2.7.
Wow.
Which is insanely quick. I mean, that's as quick as any supercar out there.
Yeah.
And then some. And if that's the case, I mean, that would be pretty intriguing. So I'm not going to say I won't ever go electric, but I he's gonna let me drive his car when he gets it, so
right.
I want to check it out. So
right.
I'm intrigued. It's a performance. Why can't you gotta look at it. So it's all going there.
Right.
But we figure what we'll do is those little battery jumpers.
Right.
That we all use to start our car. The robot ones. We can hook those up and it'll be like nitrous cells. Nitrous battery,
absolutely.
It'll be a little spike. Because I know, when the guys run their Teslas and stuff out the track, inevitably the quickest pass is their first one.
Right.
And then they slow down progressively from there because, there's less battery. It takes more battery, more power, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So we'll hook up battery packs and we'll trigger them on timers. So it'll be like including stages of nitrous.
Now, remember, you heard this here first.
Right.
So we're already starting to figure out how to beat the – beat the next guy is like just a little bit more spark.
Can't leave well enough alone.
That was fantastic though. I mean, because really, I mean, if if you embrace it and you understand the benefit, then other people will.
Well, that's,
I mean,
that's
it,
the thing.
It's not no, evil.
I'm a car guy. I love all car guys except for Prius. And that's where there is a line in the sand, and it's not the car per se. It's the perception.
It's the culture.
Exactly. And
yeah, there's a culture around Prius. I'm sorry.
The people that
yeah.
most of the
there's
people
a
that
Mustang
drive
culture.
Them,
yeah, exactly.
Right? You know, Mustang. Cultures, you know, the meme is they all drive into crowds, and well, you know,
right.
It's probably because of the people they're trying to avoid in the Prius.
Well, and I'm sure the guy that had the first steam engine, right? You know, the first steam, he didn't want to go, didn't want to go combustion engine or whatever. I mean, you know, the guy that had all the horses, the horse business,
right?
Didn't want to move away from the carriage or anything, horse the carriage. So I mean, it's just a progression.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, the first guy that had a round rock. The other guy, you know, I put a little grease on the round rock, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's just all a part of it.
We're all going there, like right. it or not.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm not going to say that, you know, I don't know. The jury is still out. I'm trying to have a very open mind about it. You know, I have problems. Like the car I have right now, it's a twin turbo 6-cylinder, which is great for, you know, I got it so I could commute back and forth between the stores.
Right.
But then, of course, I closed the other store. That didn't work out very well. Yeah. But anyway, I miss the other two cylinders.
Right.
I just do. It's kind of, it's in my soul.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, I don't have a radio in my
El Camino. Your heart rhythm is off.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have a radio in my El Camino because I like listening to the camshaft.
Well, see, there you go.
Know, the da-da-da-da-da-da.
There you go.
You know, you don't get that, you know, I guess I can play YouTube videos in my electric car making car noises.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly, because that actually might be where the money is. Would
right.
be in audio, you know, transcription.
Audio enhancement for your deprived electric car.
Exactly.
Right. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we might even be able to make a section here. We got more room now, so we can come up with a section for that. But I mean, it's I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to rule it out. I am very intrigued about the performance ability of the electric cars.
Oh, absolutely.
That you know, it's a roller coaster. It's, you know, I love roller coasters. It's that sensation of speed that the electromagnetic pulsation
yeah.
that you can get that. Goes from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
Well, know, I mean, way back when we were young, I mean, the 9-volt battery was like, you know, the coolest thing. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and you got your little Radio Shack card, right? With
mm-hmm.
with every 10 that you bought or whatever, you got one free. You know,
sure.
And so you knew you were going to need 10 just to be able to hear the radio
because
they were
just
burning
lost
out all
like
the time.
Half the audience,
yeah, it's
right?
All right. Okay. All right. So let's RJ, let's go back to the calendar. What's going on at Sandia? I mean, they closed for the off season.
No, Sandia actually they do have stuff going on next weekend. They're going to have a time attack going on December 21st from yes. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then the track day is going to be December 22nd. So that's going to be next week, same time from 2 to 10, but Sandia is going to have a little more racing to end our season.
Okay, but Votto has got stuff like right after the first of the year, right?
It's the second after. So second through the fifth, it's a World of Outlaws, the Battle at the Border with the World of Outlaws Morton Buildings late model series,
mm-hmm.
plus the USRA modifies and USRA B mods. So right after the World of Outlaws, they're going to have some great racing out there kind of down south.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some great drag strips down there too. I mean, Roswell does a lot of stuff as well. I mean,
yeah.
what do you think of the difference of elevation going from Albuquerque to Roswell?
Well, I mean, it's cheap horsepower.
Yeah.
You know, you just drive to another location, you gain, you know, another
10%. But so does everybody else.
Oh yeah.
And then you got to tune it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You got to make adjustments, unless of course you come here and we hook you up with self-tuning fuel injection, then you don't have to do that.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, so even a guy like me could do good.
Yeah, the car would always be tuned, right?
Right. Well, okay.
I'm not saying you could
do good. But
right?
I couldn't get a compliment out of the guy. All right. Motorcycles. Got anything going on at Moriarty?
Yeah. So this week they're on two wheels. So tomorrow, December 15th, it's the main AX and mini track prep practice, as well as they're going to have an ugly sweater day. So practice will start from 11 to 3. Wear your ugly sweaters and win prizes out at Moriarty MX, where you could get Factory Edge, Rust Racing, and more prizes. And random winners will be selected all day and for all three tracks. So kind of have a little fun before the holidays,
right.
Weekend and a half before Christmas. So they're going to have a little fun out there. And we also have a car show actually going on, too, tomorrow.
Oh,
so
wow.
From 12 to 6, it's going to be a holiday toy drive, which will be on 2809 Broadbent Parkway,
okay.
which is 87107, which come by and donate a toy. Every toy gets an entry to a raffle where they get some C10 gear and goodies, and you get to help out several kiddos this Christmas. So the car shows, they're always going to find a way. I had to dig a little bit to find that one, but great stuff coming
out. I've seen that one on Facebook.
There you go. That's right. On Facebook, yeah. I was like, usually, you know, we go through different websites, but always great things.
So you've been over in that area, right? That's where they have that like, mm-hmm. axe-throwing place.
Yes. That's exactly
where it's
at. Yep.
See, yep. I mean, we complain about like batteries, but people are out there throwing axes
still
for accuracy,
right? Yeah,
right. You know, mm-hmm. So I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that can be done. But today, starting around noon right. to 3, giveaways probably about every 15 minutes.
You tons got of to, giveaways.
You got you know.
I was
stacks
actually
and stacks of stuff
in my head. It's like I might actually. I mean, it's not going to be like, oh, this 15 minutes, we're going to give away one thing.
Right.
No, we have too much stuff to give away.
Wow.
Because, I mean, there's only four 15-minute segments every hour.
Right.
And we're only doing this for 3 hours. That's 12.
Wow.
That's, you know, I've got more than that just from K&N.
So has Haiti been doing some verbal push-ups and stuff so he can crank all this stuff out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't know it yet, but he's going to help me with all the giveaway stuff.
So, well, we know he's listening, so
oh, yeah,
now he knows. Okay,
he's excited now.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden he's got a cold.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, I can see it now.
It's probably from the ponytail. Got some germs from being somewhere he shouldn't have been.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I would.
So why does he not drive a Prius? I mean, he works on appliances, mm-hmm. drives a Prius. We are so going to get it when he gets here.
Right.
Anyway, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver of number 22 Shell Pennzoil Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017, The Team.
All inventory must go at the end-of-decade hot tub sale at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance. Give your family the gift that keeps on giving. A new cow spas or jacuzzi hot tub. Imagine soaking in your new hot tub on those cold winter nights. Save up to 30% on hot tubs and swim spas. Free delivery and setup with easy financing. Dream Style Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club. Hurry, sale ends December 31st.
Lots of big games this week in the NFL, including these.
The Cowboys host the Los Angeles Rams, the Buffalo Bills at the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers entertain the Chicago Bears, and the Chargers at home against the Vikings.
Big games, but don't just watch them. Get in the game at the all-new sportsbook at Isleta Resort and Casino.
Wager on all your favorite sports, even New Mexico games. So get in the game.
At New Mexico's best sportsbook.
Isleta Resort and Casino, where the fun begins.
Get in the seat of a John Deere 3E series tractor, and your next big project will seem a little less big. Because with an intuitive operator system and easy attachment hookup, no job is too tough. So get to work, because it's time to turn this land into your land. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Visit Desert Greens Equipment in Albuquerque or New Mexico Tractor Sales in Berlin, and find us online at desertgreensequipment.com.
Hi, Raquel here with JPR Decorative Gravel. I wanted to take the time to say happy holidays and thank all of our great partners, our wonderful customers, and the awesome people of New Mexico for supporting JPR for the past 22 years. We now have 5 convenient locations and more exciting things to come in 2020. JPR believes in giving back, and we support different charities. Bring in a new toy by December 15th for Toys for Tots, or warm weather clothing or blankets, and receive a voucher for contractor pricing. Remember, pink positive and deck the halls this holiday season. Visit us at jprgravelnm.com.
Hi, Crystal here with Bodies Race Company. Join us for the annual Candy Cane Course, a Christmas-themed run that is perfect for the whole family. T-shirts, medals, and post-race food is provided for each participant in a free kids' dash. Register today at GoRunABQ.com. That's GoRunABQ.com.
Robbie Westby here. I choose Max Steak in the Rough at Latitudes in Rio Rancho. I grab their Steak in the Rough dinner. 4 delicious steak fingers, coleslaw, a dinner roll, and green scallion fries served with their delicious one-of-a-kind green chili gravy. Max Steak in the Rough, celebrating 70 years.
Meals on Wheels of Albuquerque provide meals for clients regardless of their ability to pay. We serve 187 clients in our low-income food and enrichment program. We call it LIFE because it's life-giving. And Nusenda Community Rewards Program allows us to be able to give that life to our clients.
Nusenda Credit Union, the power of we. Visit Nusenda.org to learn how Community Rewards is impacting communities. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Real Tour. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, of course, you can tell we're out at Yearwood Performance and got an open house today. Doors are going to open for business here in just a couple of minutes, so you can start this way. But going to have their open house starting at noon. As a matter of fact, we got Ted's peering in the window. Should we just wave at Ted? Everybody wave at Ted. But anyway, so Ted's here, so you can come by with all your technical questions. But Steve Haydu and Steve's cruising with the oldies is going to be out here. Spinning some tunes and, of course, all kinds of great stuff. We're going to do a little Facebook Live tour after we're done here just so you can check out the store. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Come out, bring your hot rod out, check out stuff, pick up some parts. And, of course, they're going to be doing some massive giveaways. So you definitely want to come out, maybe a stocking stuffer for yourself or you know, one of your racer buddies or whatever. But I wanted to talk a little bit more with you, Dominic, because I don't get to see you as much as I used to. And, of course, congratulations on getting engaged.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's a big step. And so now you can use that, I want to spend more time with my family, you know, things. I can't make it to all the races, but you'll be able to do that. But we were thinking about, I mean, because, of course, we cover NHRA, IndyCar, Formula One, you know, all the different disciplines, and talking about just basically how grueling, you know, a 36-race schedule is. Because, I mean, that's really, including, you know, the week before with speed weeks and everything, I mean, that's like 40 weeks. And, you know, they only have like two breaks. This coming schedule in 2020, they're going to actually have 2 weeks in a row off because of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And what's your thoughts on comparing, and you follow NASCAR, I mean, even doing 10 races, you take a look at it, and that's really only a third of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's it like, I mean, to be on tour and to do so many races?
Really got that perspective last year in 2018. I did 21 races.
Wow.
I did a test session, and I did the White House visit. It was like doing 23 events. Oh, and the awards banquet was 24 events.
Right.
I was on the road like 150, 160 days last year. So it really does take a toll on you. I mean, it's fun. Don't get me wrong, especially when you're working in a sport that you really love and you really want to be a part of. But at the same time, when you're on the road, I could be sleeping in my own bed tonight.
Right.
I could be with my family.
Right.
So, yeah, there's just that point where you have to try to find that nice balance. And I think 10 races to 12 races a year for me, I think, is that good balance, because I look forward to going on the road, but then I look forward to knowing, okay, I'm not going to be on the road every weekend.
Right.
You've done what, I think 6 or 7 races in 1 year? I think
16. I think that's the most I did. I mean, did a couple of disciplines too. I mean,
yeah.
I think there was an IndyCar race this year, of course, being at the Formula One race at COTA. It's neat to see how different and yet similar the different disciplines are. Of course, Formula One was always, you know, that level that I wanted to get to. But, you know, I mean, they're the same. I mean, they get frustrated with all the questions. You know, they're fairly candid, sometimes too candid. They also start to you develop relationships. They start to recognize faces, certain people that they like questions on. I was just curious, because we've talked about this, you know, several times, that, you know, with Twitter and with all the social media access and people basically being able to comment on, you know, anything and instantly having a camera and stuff. What is it like to have the discipline to come at it from more of a journalist, I mean, quotable experience. And in other words, versus just being opinion based.
No, you're right. I think that's a great question. I was actually talking with my family a few weeks back. We were watching a press conference. I can't remember what NFL game it was, but my grandpa was like, well, they're asking really, really dumb questions. And I said, so the thing about that, I said, yeah, we ask dumb questions. Don't get me wrong. We have to, though, because as a journalist, you were taught to not assume anything. Even if, no matter how obvious an answer may be, you still have to confirm that information. And I think back to a situation at Pocono a few years ago. Remember when Dale Earnhardt Jr. was out of the car with his concussion, so they had Jeff Gordon and Alex Bowman filling in? Right. Well, I've always seen journalism as we're the voice of the people that are reading our content. We have to ask questions on their behalf. We're kind of their representative. Right. Not that I'm trying to get political here, but we're their representative. And I had two people ask me, we were going up to Pocono, hey, so what's going to happen with this? Is there going to be Gordon 88 merchandise? I said, well, that's a great question. He's got a press conference in the media center. We'll ask him that. We ask the question, it gets shut down. He's pissed off about us asking the question. I had a lot of people coming up to me. Well, that was kind of an obvious answer. You should have known.
Right.
I told him, no, you can't assume. I mean, no matter how obvious an answer is, when somebody asks you, oh, you finished 32nd, how does that feel? Yeah, it probably sucks, but you still have to get that on the record.
Right. Right. And because we've been there. I mean, Kyle Busch. I mean, the perfect example is there's nothing really surprising to us that he does. I mean, because he's got the same MO. I mean, he gets out of the car, and if he doesn't go and take a swing at somebody, he actually gets over to the area, especially if he doesn't win, and he wants to get it done and get on, you know. And that's like, I'm here because I don't want to get fined. I'm here because I was standing right there, you know. Of course, with Marshawn Lynch being there and the whole thing, you know. I mean, that I thought that was actually fairly creative on his standpoint. But they said, you know, he turns to Matt Humphries and says, "How long do I have to answer these stupid questions?" You know, and you're absolutely right. I mean, hey, that's part of the gig, bro. You know, that's part of the gig. And yet you think about it, and it's like, well, if Joe Gibbs is okay with it and his sponsors are okay with it, I'm not sure that we really can have a big problem with that, you know, because he is candid. He is definitely entertaining, you know. And,
same thing with Kevin Harvick and his partners. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I just find it fascinating, this whole PC thing. But, yeah, I mean, you've got to ask the obvious questions, whether it's a stupid question or not. Well, I guess the one takeaway for me is that it is frustrating that, like, you know, maybe three reporters standing right next to her ask exactly the same question.
And they try to rework the question,
and
too.
And I think that that's what they're – I think that that's what the pushback is a lot of times that's why it feels like it's the same question.
Well, it's like, well, he told NBC Sports that, well, I got to confirm this. Well, then he told USA Today this, so I got to confirm it for myself, even though they're pull situations. And a lot of the time, every media member is entitled to using that audio or those quotes. They want to get it for themselves.
Right, absolutely. So plans for the holidays?
Plans for the holidays, staying in Grants. My fiance's coming to town, so going to be a really fun time. What about you? Going anywhere?
No. Actually, we took some time earlier this week. Trying to get the family and get everything done. I mean, it's a little hard to travel at the holidays, so we try and go at other times. So no, hopefully everybody will be able to make it over and be safe. I mean, everybody's still pretty much in the state, but but you know what it is. But appreciate you coming out,
Dave. Thanks for always having me on.
TheRacingExperts.com.
Yeah,
keep track with you guys. We'll have a whole another show next week that you can join us. Live from 8 to 9 on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. But head on out here to Yearwood Performance. It's going to be going on their event till 3 o'clock today. Bunch of giveaways. And, of course, we appreciate everything that they do. And coming out really soon, of course, is going to be the 2020 schedule for Albuquerque Dragway. So keep your eyes out for that. We're going to break that here as soon as we have it. But thank you again for joining the show. Thank you for joining us Facebook Live. This is the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio
101.7, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2020 Super Nationals, and Swope the Real Tour, here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
101.7 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.